Father, we truly love you. Lord, we feel your presence, Lord. We're seated in heavenly places right now, Father. And we always love you, Lord, and we always know you're there, but we feel your spirit so close, so tender, so loving right now, Father. And we see, Lord, on each other, Lord, and we see it, Lord, in our lives, Father, of the past, Lord. And we are expectant for today and for the future, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you're so faithful, Lord, to us, because you're so willing and eager and loving, Lord, and faithful to show us your plan and your promise, Lord, and to feed your children, Lord. Not to force feed or to hit us upside the head, Lord, but to lead us along, Lord, in green pastures, beside still waters, Lord, to restore our soul, Lord, to renew us, Father. Lord, to bring us into heavenly places, Lord. We thank you, Father, for that, Lord, and we're eager and we're expecting, Lord, great things from you, Lord. We love you. Settle us down in your presence now, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Can we sing it one more time? Singing, I love you, Lord. 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 I love you. Seated. God bless each one of you. Love you all so much. I think sometimes I dive right into the sermon so fast that I forget that there's people in the congregation and I just tunnel vision. So I don't want to preach over your head or to preach like you're not there. I want us to come along with the Lord, like the two on the road to Emmaus. Can we be the two on the road to Emmaus this morning and just let God open our eyes, break the bread of life to us, and to pray for me that I'd never rush ahead of you and leave you behind, or that the Lord, that I don't let the get ahead of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to try something different. We're going to try using technology today, Josh. So it's going to be very beta 0.1. So please, for Bethany, my font's going to be too big coming from the graphic designer. It's going to be too small. It's going to be too bright. It's going to be all over the place. But there's only 10 slides. So I did less than the recommended for a sermon. So you just bear with me because it's one step at a time, sweet Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can mirror this. So this is the, I need an airplane code, Philip. Thank you. Thank you, Emma. Okay, so it goes into there, and then now I need to hit play. There it is. Okay, good. Wonderful. Okay, so this is the topic. Remember, we're eagles, and it's been a theme you've heard me preach about, is that we have a false narrative being spoke to us all the time. Oh, you're only human. Oh, Seth, you're only human. Zoe, you're only human. And we're not. We're more than human. When the storms of life come, right, Anna, we can say, oh, I have wings. I can fly. Whereas others, Noah, right, they are going to just be, well, I'm just a little sparrow. What can I do? And so we want to get into that a little bit. But we're going to take the scripture this morning and go to the text that's been used so many times. And Tozer's used it, Spurgeon's used it, Brother Branham used it, and all of the great men of God used it, Isaiah 40:31. And why did they use it? They all used it because there was such a simplicity and so much depth to it. So let's just all stand and we'll read their text. So excited to hear how the trip is going from Brother Don and the brothers there. And Peter texted me the other day, and just like, oh, I just wanted to be there so bad. It's just to send me a picture of the piano player, and it just brings me back to missionary days, like. And that's last time has been 9 years, Bethany. My Isaiah 40:31. Okay. Let's we'll go back to verse 28 to get the context. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? Does anyone feel faint or weary ever? The Lord doesn't feel faint or weary. I feel faint and weary, even today. And yet we have the Lord I never even seen that before that way, who is not faint. He fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. But thankfully, he doesn't leave it just for him. He giveth power to the faint. Let's just read verses 29 together. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Let's just read verses 30 and 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Heavenly Father, please add your blessing and your quickening power and the opening of our eyes, Lord, to the word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Now, we know that the devil is trying to get in our thoughts even now, Brother Ron, right? That because we know the scripture, and we want to say, Lord, there's some new depth that we still need to grasp, because we all still get faint, right, Sister Lenore? And Sister Lenore, we have these moments where we just get faint, and that brings us to our next scripture. We don't have to go to it, but Galatians 6:9, where it talks about don't weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not, right? And so for us to realize, oh, and we're seeing that scripture because it's a heavenly scripture. That's not a scripture that's in the mud, right? So we see that's even that scripture is giving us a perspective, like looking out the airplane window, right? Right. When we look out the airplane window, we're like, ha, a house is this small. That, like, the mortgage, the utilities, and like, look at all those tiny little houses with their little mortgages and utilities. It doesn't seem so big anymore. It doesn't seem like expenses are so expensive when we look in that perspective and this, to look at that scripture above it all and say, okay, I don't have to worry in well-doing because I will reap if I faint not. So it's all contingent, not just to in the instruction, but to see that we have to not faint. We can't live our lives in faintness. And Satan's job is to have a meeting with all his minions and to say, how can we get Brother Afshin to be faint? How can we get Debbie to be faint and keep her faint? And then say, but you're gonna do everything as a good mother or as a good father and but not have renewed strength. And you could say, well, Stephen, that's very, very simple. I get it. But yet the wiles and the tactics of the enemy may want us to think, well, we got to figure it out. And when we need to keep reaching in for more strength, we need to have that. And we're going to get into how we can get the strength of the Lord. And we know that strength comes from waiting on the Lord. And this scripture boggled my mind, Sister Pam. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Because we say, and young people think about this, like, what does it mean to wait on the Lord? Do I just sit there and be like, okay, Lord, I need strength. Okay. Is it like Daniel in Daniel chapter 10, where he's on his knees and he's actually on his face. I won't do that part, but he's on his knees and he literally can't stand up because the visions have had such an effect on him. And he's like, Lord, I can't, it's too much. And the Lord touched him, physically touched him, and he brought him to his knees, and then he brought him to his feet. And you could say, oh, praise God. Like, he gave him physical strength. So we know it's a physical thing, right, Amy? We sometimes we just need physical strength. And I think so many times Satan's like, you gotta think the spiritual all the time. It's not about the natural. And yes, but sometimes we just need physical strength that God can give us. I know Linnell is going through the hardship, and I was looking up just the different things on that. And I think sometimes I look at it childlike as like, oh, it's just mom, it's just an adult. They're like, oh yeah, I just broke my arm again, and then I put it in a cast, and everything's fine. And it's like, that is something that weighs on your mind a lot when you're trying to get through life, and it's like, okay, great, we're making progress, it's healing. Oh, no, we got to go back again, and we got to do surgery because it's not healing correctly. And we have these things where we need to have our strength renewed and to not weary in that well-doing, because we know we can see through the eyes of faith and what God has placed in Linnell's arm, that Brother Branham said that the doctors will set the bone, they'll put everything in place, and then God does the healing. And then we see that by faith, we trust and wait. So waiting on the Lord right now for Linnell, Sister Linnell, is to be able to just trust and wait and trust that process and be able to say, oh, I have strength because I know in 3 years I'm not going to be wearing a cast. In 3 years, I'm going to be completely healed, and I'm going to be making lefse, and I'm going to be doing all these things with that arm. I'm going to be beating that dough with that arm, and it's going to happen. And we all have that strength because of God's principle. Amen. Okay, we're going to dive into some eagle facts. I couldn't get the animation to put them one at a time, so you can only read them in order without looking at the other ones. So I think what's so neat is we can put our spiritual hats on and see the connection in scripture, right? So vision is 8 times stronger. And I love that word 8 because that's eternity, right? So we see that set your wings on the wings of faith. And we can see once we're up there, we have that higher vision to see the eternal, right? We don't just see day to day, day by day. We see the eternal. And so I love that they have that grip, that really strong grip to grip the word, that we don't have to have a weak grip on things. And we know that it's by faith, that we can have that strength. Just like Linnell, she can't physically grip, but by faith, she can hold, have a tighter grip on that promise until her strength is back. I'm not going to pick on you the whole service. Okay, no promises. But then that they can soar above storms. And we'll get into a little bit of how fast does it take to go from ground level up into the heavenlies. It's just wonderful. And I think so many times as a youth, I would say, man, if I could just be like Brother Greg, who just is like soaring all the time, and in his free time, he's just like, oh, scripture after scripture. Or I could be like Brother Ron, and he's probably just soaring all the time and all these things. And you just think as a youth, you're like, if I could, I just need time and lots of prayer, lots of Bible reading, exhaustive amounts, and then one day I'll be soaring like them. And to think that God doesn't want it to be just that way, that Zoe can get in the Word of God and within minutes she can be flying at 10,000 feet. Each one of us, right? Sophie, we can be flying at 10,000 feet in minutes with God. And that's a tactic of the devil, of that perfectionist mindset is, oh, Emma, you can't, if you only have 10 minutes, you can't soar in 10 minutes. You know, that's just, don't even worry about doing it today. Just do it later when you have time. And 340 degree peripheral view, better than owls. I didn't know that, Levi. Did you know that? So they actually have a better view, right, to see all that's going on around them. And that they actually molt, they renew their feathers every year. So even us old folks, Derek, can renew every year. That so many times I'd grow up and I'd go to the altar and go to the altar and go to the altar, and just God would just clean me out. And I remember being somewhere and I saw someone in their 80s going to the altar, and it was a pastor, and I was like, wow. And you could just tell he was just so free. He wasn't just in condemnation or anything, but he was just, his eagle feathers were being renewed again. And so that for us to let that speak to us is that Isaiah 40:31 is for all of us eagles. Every year our feathers need to be renewed because they kind of get worn and ragged, that we can have that every year, that we can have that every day. Amen. That they're made for life. That there's so many wonderful principles we can pull out of this. And I'm not going to get to all of them. Eagles' nests are 60 to 200 feet above the ground. And I wanted to put we could do a whole slide on parenting and on marriage of our home, just our home in general, that what we put in our home and the things that where we live, whether we're in the car, at home, is where is our habitation? Is it at 1 inch above the ground spiritually, you know, on the earth, or is it above the earth? So that to be able to say, there's a point to being that high off the ground spiritually. Fresh fruit every day. And this is key because so many times I'd be like, oh, I just can't wait for Wednesday night. Brother Jesse's going to preach a sermon and then it'll have something fresh. Whereas, no, we actually have something fresh every day. And whereas Brother Ben would talk about how that these hawks and falcons would sit on the telephone line just waiting for something to kick something over, hit something so that they could have something, is that God wants us to go after that food and to catch it and to get in the Word ourselves and to not be lazy and to be able to say, I'm not going to just wait for Stephen to kill something and then bring it out for me or Brother Greg or each one, but I'm going to get in that Word. I'm going to look with that vision God gave me that can see a rabbit 2 miles off And I can say, oh, God, you have something fresh for me today. Another eagle fact, flying towards the sun to shake off the buzzards. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, has anybody ever seen, no, have you seen this, where the eagles will get attacked? And you'll see, so when I was out in East Bethel working at the yarn company, there's these beautiful big fields, Natalie, and you'd see this eagle or some large bird, and all these little blackbirds are just following behind it, and they're just dive bombing this bird, this large bird, and just and he would just try to shake him off because he's trying to hunt, and then they just and they're just trying, they're going after him, and they're just having such a good time trying to keep this big bird down. And then after a while, you just kind of trying to shake him off. And then he'd fly high, and then they'd soar after him. And then pretty soon he just had it, and he'd just shake him up, and he'd just fly really high up in the sky. And it was just, you could tell it was a normalized occurrence that, okay, yep, okay, yeah, get out of here, okay. And that's what we're doing every day, right, David? We're flying along, and we're at work and whatever, and that rock music, and okay, praise God, let's sing a song. Okay, here we go. And then pretty soon we're like, okay, I'm getting tired of this. I'm actually getting faint over all the attacks. I need to fly high so I don't have any more attacks or perturbances, right? And so praise God for those attacks. Praise God for those little birds. Otherwise, we might not remember. Those are just little notifications. Hey, fly high. Hey, keep flying higher. Praise God. Isn't this wonderful? So we can thank the Lord for all these little things to keep our mind on him. I know at work, I'll sometimes come in on a Monday and it's just da 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 as I'm coming into work, and I'm already just coming in just so tired, and I'm running to the clock to punch in, and I'm hearing welcome to hell, da, 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 da. And I'm just like, I serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is leading, no matter what men may say. And it's like, and every time I need him, he's always near. And his presence comes down. And it's, he lives. And I mean, by the time I get to the clock, I'm like, he lives. Because da, 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 that bird trying to get me down. And I get concerned I come in on a Monday, David, and there's a, or Philip, you've dealt with this many times. When you got this, really nice up bouncy music going on, it's like, it's a great day. And you're like, hey, it's a great day. And you get to the clock and you punch in, and you're like, halfway through the day, you're like, where's the Lord? Why? Because you're like, wow, they actually played some music that's not too really disturbing. And it's, you're like, oh, wow, I'm not really singing praises to the Lord. So for us to be able to say, we need, God allowed those things to get us to fly towards the sun. I had to look this up about soaring. How long do they soar in the sky? That they can soar for 4 to 6 hours. And the only reason why they come down is because they're hungry. So they could soar longer. And it's interesting because in the scripture, there's three types of eagles. And it even talks about the Rupert vulture as being an eagle, which holds the record for the highest flight for altitude is 37,000 feet, and it hit a plane, so they didn't know what was going on, but to think how high can those eagles fly. We can fly so high. And to be able to say, well, you know, maybe someone that's well aged in every, no, we all have wings. Yes, there's those stages, you know, when we go from eaglets to an actual full-fledged eagle, but to think it's a lot sooner than we think, and we can start to fly now. Again, waiting on the Lord is actually action, doing everything we know, and drawing strength and trusting from him. So I'm going to pick on you, Mom, again. Is Linnell going to have Randy do everything for her and she's going to sit on the couch the whole time while she's waiting for her wrist to heal? And she's saying, well, the doctor said that I can't do anything with this arm, so I'm not going to do anything at all. I'm waiting for it to get better is literally doing nothing. Of course not. But yet, so many times I'd puzzle over waiting on the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I'm not going to do anything because I want to please you. I want to wait on you. I'm going to receive what you have. And then lightning bolt, here's what you got, Zoe. This is it. Oh, good. Now I know what to do. No, it's I'm going to do everything I can with this arm until this arm is healed, and I'm going to do everything that I know to do, and while trusting and waiting for the process to happen, right? And we see this in our lives where we're just so, whether it's we're waiting for an answer, Lenore, on something for our children or whatever it may be, we're waiting and trusting and praying and having faith, knowing that it shall be done. And we draw strength from that. Flapping versus soaring. This is interesting story. We used to live on the river, Mississippi River, Isabel, and I would always see eagles. You know, one time we even had an eagle sitting in the yard on a branch in the tree. So it was such a memorable moment. It was so huge. Of course, they're 8 to 12 pounds. They're huge. And but I remember one time it was a foggy morning, and I saw an eagle, and he's flying down the river between the trees, and he's just going like this. And he's just flapping as hard as he can. He's just going, and he's moving pretty good, but I'd never seen an eagle do this before. And he was just flapping as hard as he could, and it was so unnerving because I was like, he is working so hard to fly. And I was thinking about this and how so many times in our human effort, we want to get it up into the heavenlies. We want to do the right thing. It's all of our human effort to try to do it. And the reason why he had to flap so much, we could say, well, he's an eagle. So was he hunting? No, he was like beelining it down the river. Maybe he was hunting, but it was just so, I still don't quite understand it, but to think that he was not in an environment where he could soar. So how many times in our lives have we really had, it's like there were so many downdrafts in our life because of where we'd put ourselves that everything was kept pulling us down because of our environment. Is that, we're going to get to it in this next slide here, but I was thinking of this, so bear with me, is in the 1920s, there was girls, and Brother Bram talked against this, they were called flapper girls. And you're nodding your heads, you've heard this term, is that they were known because they were flighty. They wouldn't ever stay in that home environment in their nest and have that solidarity and that faithfulness. They wanted to fly to here, have this relationship, have this. And it was busy, 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 and part the life of the party and always looking for the fun and always looking for this or that. And it was just this, and it was interesting because it was derived from that word flappy, like a flighty bird. And so it was this working to try to find, okay, where's the fun coming next? Where's my entertainment? Where's this? Where's that? And to see that if you think about soaring like an eagle, you could say that's very exhilarating, but you'd say, wow, that's really boring. Can you imagine 4 to 6 hours just doing this? And yet we look out a window. I mean, the kids, right, Hosanna, right, Isaac? When you fly in an airplane, you could just stare out the window the whole time. Oh, hey, look. Look down there. There's another cloud. Look, there's a bird. There's a, right? Because we love that perspective, right, Addie? when we're in a plane and we can look, oh, there's, I can see a city through the clouds. It's so beautiful. God put a love in us to have that heavenly perspective, that we like seeing things high up. We like to have that, having that perspective. And so for us to thirst for that perspective spiritually, to say, Lord, give me that thirst for your ways that are higher, for your thoughts that are higher. I want to be in that atmosphere. So we're gonna talk about how to get there a little bit. So what's interesting about being in the right atmosphere is that you've heard about eagles, how they can actually get like waterlogged. And they can actually, they'll be, because they have to go down for food sometimes. And how many times of it with jobs or with going to the grocery store or wherever we have to go shopping. And sometimes we get bogged down. I remember one time I was like, Lord, how did I slip off the path? And it was, remember at the mall and you went into that store and that song was playing? And it was like, oh yeah. And it was like, I was young again and this and that. And it was just this pulling me back into that old nature. And I wasn't flying anymore. And I was mucking about in the mud of the earth again. And something that is so key is like you'd hear that, like even those eagles, they would be trying to get after a fish, right? And they get stuck. And they get stuck either on the fish or they can't let go. That grip is now working in reverse. And they've actually had eagles that have died, like either drowning or getting stuck. And so for us to understand, like, Lord, help us to fly in and get the food that you got for us, and to whether it's at the grocery store or at work, is to be able to do what we need to do, be a witness, and to get back into the heavenlies. And it's hard, because even, I'll just say for me, with music at Costco, because music is my thing. I am so big into music. And there'll be a song playing, and I'm like, wow, this sounds pretty good. This sounds pretty nice. I like this song. And there's other people that I've heard sing this, like it'll be a minister, and he's like, I was sitting there before I knew it, I was jamming out to this music. And he was like, wait, what am I doing? It was that world just kind of getting stuck on him, and how that we can get caught in that. So versus perching, for an eagle is actually being in a position where they're ready for the thermals. They're ready at a moment's notice. So again, following up on 60 to 200 feet nests, is that we're always in putting our environment, whether it's in our home, in our work, whatever we need to do to have where the thermals of the Holy Ghost, those updrafts can get underneath. Because we're not sitting in the things of the world, that we're actually perching. We're, our nest, our everything where we're parked is already ready for the Holy Spirit to move. And we can hear the language of that in the sermon so many times, is, and then I could tell something was fixing to happen. And they'll say that on the cliff edges is where a lot of times those eagles will sit. At the most, you'd say the most dangerous thing. And yet they'll stand there and they're waiting for the thermals. So they're waiting to renew their strength, Eliana. They're just on the edge of the cliff and they're waiting, because they're just waiting for that updraft of the Lord to move and that sun to shine down on that cliff face and the updraft to happen. And that they say that as soon as they can tell it's happening, all of a sudden they just lean into it and they put their wings out and up they go as they're waiting on the Lord. And it's just such a wonderful example, is that so many times in our lives, it feels like we're just sitting on a cliff edge and it's like, there's the bottom, right? And yet, but because we're trusting in the Lord and we're waiting, we're not down mucking in it, but we're waiting and saying, Lord, I'm spreading my wings. I can feel the wind of your Spirit, and Lord, I'm just going to spread my wings and let you carry me up. And they say within just a couple minutes, Zoe, they're flying 10,000 feet. It doesn't take, I mean, just can you imagine being able to fly that fast? And why what's the point of this? Is to see, because heavenly places is the atmosphere of God's perspective on our lives. So for us having that vision, having that, and you could say, well, Stephen, this is all really good. I know this. I've already known everything you're saying. But like, how do I connect it and interface it today, tomorrow, in school, in work, in home life? I get stuck in a rut where I'm like, I only have 10 minutes. And when I spend that 10 minutes, it's just like, okay, Lord, yep. Okay, this is, yeah, needs, family, this and that, bills, all these things. Praise God. Okay, here I go. And you don't feel renewed. You don't feel, because this is me so many times, is we don't feel renewed. And there's some things I know, and I challenge all of us, including myself, that we over-spiritualize what actually is physical application. So because we're trying to get in the spirit, and it doesn't have to look like this grand moment, is that finding how to connect and spread your wings in the way that God has you connect, whether it's singing like Janelle, and where it's you're like, oh, here comes the Lord, or it could be poetry, it could be, and it's just taking those moments. And something that I can't minimize or can't magnify enough is finding a place to get in nature. They've done studies on this that we have to have that, right, Amy? That having that walk in nature. And so many times the Lord would say, Stephen, take a walk with me. And I would be out in the sticks and just be like, yeah, so what? And it's like being soaring. Yeah, there's nature. I'm up here. So what? But he was changing me. Walk 3, walk 4, walk 5, walk 6. Pretty soon walk 7, like, oh, this is amazing. Look at those flowers. Look at that bird. Look at this. And what is he doing in the tangible is he's giving us anchor points or trigger points to now start to speak to us on a level that he can work to get us spiritually strengthened. So we know this from Brother Branham talking how he would be up in the mountains and he would see an eagle, and he would see that eagle swooping down in a storm for the little eaglets and bringing her back on the wings and bringing her back to the nest. You could say, well, Brother Branham, you didn't be in your Bible, in your study, praying on your knees. That's what it looks like. And he's having a revival, running around a tree with his hands in the air, praising the Lord because of something he saw in nature. And so we could say, well, yeah, I could work in a little nature. No, Brother Branham said, I'm about to go back out into nature because I want a closer walk with the Lord. That's a big deal. So living in a concrete jungle is showing us what man's ideas are about. Going out in nature, there was this woman, this guidepost story time, where she was battling cancer, and the Lord just kept drawing her out as she was going through the healing of cancer, whether it was naturally or not, but she would just sit in her garden and just sit with the Lord, and she'd watch the bee, and she'd watch the flowers, and God was wooing her with just the elements of nature in her garden, just these things. You could say, Stephen, this sounds like unicorns and rainbows. This sounds just all squishy-gooey. And yet, when we take a moment, what if that's just the enemy saying, I can't let Micah get out in nature. I got to keep him busy. Got to keep him thinking practical things. I got to say all the time and not getting out in nature. And for each one of us to have that stillness and immerse ourselves, because he is everything that he made nature to be, to speak to us. Brother Bram said, that's his voice. Even in birds, he said, that's my radio. He said, that's God singing to me through his birds. So there was that story I've told many times about Rock and Roll in Costco, and I went and was looking up a quote quick, like, Lord, please speak to me. And then I heard that quote, and then there was birds in the rafters in Costco singing. And I was like, Lord, you brought birds into Costco to sing to me because I got this gross music that's bombarding me, and that you're even going to bring in some of your nature from the outdoors to connect with me so I can have my strength renewed. And that just made me soar again, even in that building. So God wants to get us into heavenly places, even through tangible things in nature. I can't emphasize this enough. Soaring is surrendering. Surrendering, I've been in the message for 20 years. I don't need to do this or do that. No, if we can see where we are in our walk. I can see where I am in my walk. I'm not there yet. And by God's grace, he's got me this far. And yet, I need to surrender more. And I need to open up my arms more to be able to not just be, this is how much I can soar. I can surrender this much. It's okay. I'm flying. I'm off the ground. You know, praise God. I can see all you people all down there that aren't soaring, and I'm flapping. Praise God. But we need to surrender the whole way and to be able to say, just to spread our wings and set our wings all the way out. There's a reason why eagles have a 7 to 8 foot wingspan. It's because they need to have them all the way out. This wasn't even in my notes, praise God, is that we have to have a full surrendered life and posture in order to catch those thermals and take us where we're supposed to go. We have to fully surrender, which is so hard to fully surrender because it's so vulnerable, especially when we're on the edge of a cliff in our life, and to be able to say, I'm going to jump off of a cliff to surrender to something I can't see. Praise God for something tangible, like Jesus saying, think of the wind. It's just like the Holy Spirit. So for us to know, Lord, Holy Spirit, please, I can feel your spirit blowing. I'm going to surrender to that because I know when you blow, it's going to bring me high. Praise God. And we know that every day we can have a rapture. Every day, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow or protection or the anointing of the Almighty, and that he will bear us up. That when we're falling in a downdraft, he can bear us up on eagle's wings. He is our Papa Eagle. He can bear us up when we're falling. That every day we can be sitting in heavenly places. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Musicians, if you could come. This story has been told a lot, and this precept, and we know this. And so that's why I didn't get into a lot of scriptures and a lot of stories, because we know the story of the eagle in the hen's nest. We know the story of the mama eagle swooping down for her babies and bringing her back up into the nest. And we know that we hear the eagle cry of the Lord calling us up higher, and we say, that's my Papa Eagle. That's where I'm supposed to be up there. And he's crying to us every day for us to just remember and be reminded that we can fly. We can surrender to him. We can open our wings. That this is the normal Christian life right here. Every day I surrender. I open my wings up and I surrender to the Lord. And I ride above all this nonsense that's around me, all the distractions that are around me, to be able to have trust in the process is waiting, patiently, with eagerness, with earnest expectation. Can we just play I Surrender All? Lord, be glorified. Lord Jesus, I surrender all. We see this over and over again in Scripture. We know that how many times was David down and out, and he said, I look to the hills where comes my help. He looked to those updrafts of faith. We see Moses. We see Joseph in prison for years. And we go through those seasons. Don't weary in well-doing, saints. For in due season, you shall reap. The key is that we will reap. We will sow. We're sowing in tears a lot, but we will reap in joy. There's so much joy that we've already reaped. I mean, that's how we know the process works. We know the prophet of God talked about the different things that we need to do to increase our faith, to pray, to increase our faith, because those we're setting our wings on the winds of faith. That we say, I believe that, but belief, but then faith, and be able to say, I can see through it. Like the story of Amy and Jason, where God gave something to Amy for Jason, where he was down and he couldn't get up. His body couldn't get up. And God gave her something to set her wings, to pull her up and to see in his perspective and to see that everything was going to be all right, and placing everything and raising Jason from that place, that in due season, that reward, that harvest, that promise will be made known, and it will be okay. The pains that we have in our life and our families, so many things that we're good at hiding pain. They say that about the body. It's if you know, want to know how much you hide pain, try getting a Swedish massage, or try to get someone to work on fixing some of your pain in your life, and all of a sudden you'll realize. I know this because Bethany was standing on my back last night, working on my back pain. And to realize that God has strength for us in our pain. God has an answer for us to increase our faith. To not just say, I think so many times we get so practical. We hide the pain. We say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And that's waiting. And to be saying, but I can, my dear loved one, you can be fine. You don't have to be flapping so hard. You don't have to be working so hard to do the thing when you can get an answer for me. Take that word. Take the eagle vision and dive down and catch that fresh word for your life. And say, this is for me. This is fresh meat for me, not because a pastor said it or because it's on a Wednesday night. God gave me this word, and I'm freshly eating it. Now I'm up in the heavenlies, and he's given me an answer, and I'm holding on to it. Because I'm an eagle, because I have wings to fly. We don't have to. Brother Ashin. Brother Ashin. For your family, God has an answer. He's not finished. For us to remember, he who started the work shall complete it. For each one of us, God has an answer for our situation. There's so much pain. There's so much wondering, how are you going to do it, Lord? We can see 8 times more than our physical eyes. Through the eyes of faith, we can see much farther. But we have to say, Lord, give me 8 times power vision with the eyes of faith to see it is the Lord. It is not the devil to see that Joseph could say, it's okay, I forgive you, because what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. I have 8 times power of vision. I can see that. We need to give it to the Lord. Surrender to him. Let's just bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you, oh God, Lord, that you've equipped us, Lord. We are eagles. You've given us, there is thermals, Lord, to send us into the heavenlies that are blowing right now. The enemy is sending down rafts of cold winds in our lives every day, and their muscle memory to just dive down into them and to fall and fall and fall. And yet, Lord, there's a scary place on the edge of a cliff, in the clefts of the rock, way up high. And yet, Lord, your thermals are blowing, Lord. We want to come up higher, Lord. We want to spread our wings. We want to surrender this morning, Lord. I surrender all myself, oh God. And I just invite each one to say, Lord, that one pivotal thing that I just keep tossing around back and forth, I need to surrender. I'm willing to surrender now, Lord. Please take me, oh God. I want to fly high. I don't want to keep flapping my wings so hard to try to stay off this world. Lord, I just want to surrender, Lord, because I want to come up higher. Lord, and to get that point like the prophet where he says, you may think I'm crazy, but leave me alone. I like being this way. Lord, we need that kind of surrender where we don't mind being crazy, Lord, because we're crazy for Jesus, and we are the antithesis to the spirit of this world. Lord, we have the spirit of our papa ego, oh God, screaming, inviting us up into the heavenlies this morning, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father, that you have it for us, Lord, that there's thermals to bring us up there, oh God, now, today. Please, Father, take us, oh God. Break, Lord, every family spirit. Lord, break every evil that would separate us, Father, from, Lord, surrendering, Lord, to recognizing we're eagles, oh God. And, Lord, to remove the scales from our eyes, Lord, to see, Lord, through eyes of faith, oh God. Lord, to take the leap, oh God, and to let you come under us, Lord, and to bear us up on eagle's wings. Lord, we bless your name, and Lord, we thank you for each one here this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Father, to speak, oh God, to all your eagles, Lord. Please, Father, rapture us daily, Lord. So, Lord, that we get to that place, oh God, that we can just completely be raptured, Lord. Be with you forever, oh God. That we don't have to fight those birds anymore that pull us down, Lord, all the time, Lord. Whether it's past memories or past hurts, Lord. Whether it be family, Lord, or wherever, Lord. That we don't have to fight anymore, oh God. And Lord, today we can be free, oh God, from even those things, Lord. And every day, we just commit this church, Lord, these eagles into your hands, Lord. Please, Father, take us, oh God. Bring us up, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Let's just all stand. Can we sing?
Be glorified, Lord Jesus, I surrender all.
Can we mean it this morning? it all to you this morning. Lord, we want to soar into your presence, oh God. Gain that heavenly vision. See your perspective, oh God. Help us, oh God. Much to wait on him for a moment. We just have our heads bowed. If there's anyone that needs prayer, we all are here for each other. Lord, we just come before you again, Lord. Lord, waiting upon you, God, because we trust you, Lord. We have faith, Lord. We're encouraged, Lord. We believe, Father. Lord, that your promises are true, Lord. Every promise in the Bible is ours, Lord. And every Bible promise, Father, is in the heavenlies. Lord, we want to latch upon you, Lord, this morning. We want every heart to be clear, Lord. If there's any reason that someone's heart isn't clear that needs prayer, we're here to pray with you, to pray you through. Lord, we want to shake off all the things of the world, Lord. We want to be obedient to you, Lord. Maybe we don't understand, Lord, and we just want to say yes, Lord. But, Lord, we can't change, Lord, unless we let you change us, Father. That's the power we have, Lord, to decide. Lord, we're fully confident, Lord, that you'll do the work, and yet, Lord, we don't want to get into your way. Please, Father. It could be something strong, a stronghold, Lord, that's taken years, Lord, into our lives, Father. As Brother Branham said, I see a black streak running through your life, Father. Lord, we want to see only gold streaks, Lord, through our life, Father, of you, oh God. Those trials, Lord, more precious than gold, Father, but you're with us, Lord. Lord, nothing pulling us back, nothing hanging on, no baggage, Lord. Please, Father, may we be traveling light, Lord, because your load, Lord, your burden is light, Father. Lord, we commit each one into your hands now, Lord. And as we sing the song again, Lord, we just want to remember Brother Don, Lord, and Brother Jesse, Brother Peter, Brother Juan, Lord, and the saints, Lord, over, Lord, in Argentina, Lord, Brother Abel and his family, Father, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing there, Lord, how you're using our dear pastor, Lord, and Brother Jesse and Brother Peter, Lord, and Brother Juan, Lord, we commit them into your hands, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the good news from a far country, Lord, that's coming, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Jason and Amy, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we get to have a little bit of time with them, Father. Just pray for Jason, Lord, and for the girls, Lord, up at the camp, Father. We thank you that you're doing a wonderful work, Lord. We love you and praise you, Father. We just commit each one now into your hands, Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You're dismissed as you feel led.